Okay, Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines in the bottom of the page. Okay, this is a new piece of Gemara. The Gemara is going back to explain the Mishnah. 24a2 in your book. And the Mishnah said it didn't like this. And again, we're going to have to go slow because... as it is, you can't understand the Gemara because it's completely illogical. But biblically, if part of your body becomes tummy, your whole body becomes tummy. Okay, that's a given. We learned in the Mishnah, though, there are sometimes rabbinic tumas, rabbinic impurities, that only the hand becomes tummy, and therefore if the hand becomes tummy, you only have to wash your hand. Now, normally, a hand cannot make another hand tummy. If it touches it, it cannot become tummy. But the Chachamim said, for Hegdish, for Kodesh, one hand that became tummy, if it touches the other hand, it makes the other hand also tummy. For Kodesh only. Okay? So, we'll see now inside what the Gemara says. So the Mishnah said it then, v'truma by truma im the tmeis, if it became tummy one hand, that the other hand is still tahor. But by kodesh, when one hand becomes tummy, the other hand also becomes tummy, if it touches it. So Amr Rav Shizvi said, this din only applies b'chiburim shani, only if the hand are joined when it touches hegdish. Meaning, one hand was tummy, it touched the other hand, while the other hand was holding Kodesh. So then, the Mishnah means, the hand makes the Hegdish Tamei. Why? Because we're afraid, maybe the hand that's Tamei, will touch the Hegdish itself. So therefore, even if it doesn't touch the Hegdish, it just touches the hand. For Hegdish, we're strict, that if the hand, which is Tamei, touches a hand holding Hegdish, holding a carbon in his hand, the carbon becomes tummy. And the hands both have to become immersed. Aval shalei bechiburim, but if the hands are not joined at the time, the second hand touches the kodesh, that means one hand was tummy, it touches the second hand, and then afterwards the second hand touches hegdish. So then the din is lay, the din doesn't apply, and therefore the second hand does not become tummy, and therefore the hegdish doesn't become tummy. Okay, that's, so far it's understood. Hey, so Abaye asked the question. It says, Yad Nuguva, a dry hand, metame chaverta, can make its hand tummy, letame lakedish, to make hegdish tamei, avalei l'truma benat for truma. Meaning, if one hand is dry. Now, there is a din by tuma, which the Chachamim, in their Gzeiros, added, that when you touch some liquid, it becomes sometimes more tamei than what you actually did. For instance, if a sheni will touch liquid, the liquid will become a rishon. Because liquid conducts tumah, so to speak. Sometimes it makes it more tameh than the thing itself was. It's a sheni, touching wet, it makes the wet liquid rishon. Okay. Now, that's introduction to the din. What happens if there's a dry hand, and it touches its counterpart, meaning a dry hand, the right hand touches the dry left hand, so it makes it tamei letamei lakedish, to make hegdish tamei avolei letruma, but not for truma. Means truma cannot become tamei that way. Now, what does it mean? We learned before in the Gemara, there's an expression, it becomes tamei, or it becomes pasul. Tamei means it makes you tummy enough that you can make something else tummy. Pasul means you become tummy, but that cannot make anything else tummy. So for instance, what does it say over here? According to Divrei Rebbe, Rebbe holds that if your hand is dry and touches your other hand, it makes it tamei for kodesh. Meaning, your hand is a sheni, because that's the rabbinic tuma is a sheni. You touch your hand, it becomes shlishi, the other hand. And because hegdish goes to the V, this hand could become tamei enough to make something else tamei for hegdish. Meaning, if this hand touches something else, by hegdish it becomes tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It cannot make the hand tamei, that if it touches something else it becomes tamei, but it can only lepasel, meaning it makes the hand unfit for hegdish, but not enough that the hand can make something else tamei. So in other words, everybody says that the hand makes the other hand impure. The question is, does it make it impure and that's where it stops? Or does it make it so impure that this can make something else impure? So Rebbe holds, it can make, not only does it make a tamei, it allows this hand to make something else tamei, for hegdish. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it can only make a tamei puzzle, it cannot make something else tamei.
If the hand is wet?
Oh, we're going to see in a second, 1 second. So the Gemara says, if you say shalei bechiburim, that this then is speaking when the hands are not connected, meaning even if it's not connected, one hand can make the other one tamei. Hainu rabusa de neguva. That I can understand is the chiddush of why he's saying dry hand. I'll explain in a second. Eli amir bechiburim. In, but if you say only if the hands are connected, it makes it tamei. Shalei b'chiburim lei, but if it's not connected, it doesn't. Ma'irabusa de neguva, what is the uniqueness of dried? It doesn't matter if it's dried or wet. Meaning as follows. When it says dry, it's obviously a chiddush. Because like we said, wet is makes more tumah than dry. So he said like this, why are they saying dry? So if you're telling me the din is, even if it's not connected, meaning, when one hand touches the other tummy, it's not holding hegdish. So then I can understand why Rebbe says, even if it's dried, it can make a tummy. That's a big chiddush, because normally dry doesn't make something else very tuma. But if you're talking about it's connected, like Rav Shizvi says, the din is only when it's connected, there's no difference between wet and dry. Because if you're touching it, and the hand touches tuma, and it's touching hegdish, which is in the hand, so of course it becomes tuma. It doesn't matter if it's wet or dry, there's no difference. Why is he talking only dry? In other words, there's no reason for him to say if the hand is dry, because the same din would be if it's wet. And it doesn't make any more of a chiddush dry or wet. So therefore, Abaye says, from this din, we see that the braisa must, the din must be talking even if it's not connected. In other words, Rashizvi said, when can this hand make this hand tummy when it touches hegdish? Only while it's touching it. If it's touching it, there's absolutely no difference between this hand being wet or dry. Because for hegdish, dry hand can make something tamei. So therefore, why does he have to say the case is only by dried? It doesn't matter dry or wet, it's the same exact case. We must say that his din is speaking when the hands are not even connected. And if my tamei dika hand touches my other tamei dika hand, it's going to make it tamei. That even if 2 minutes later it touches hegdish, it will also be made a tummy. And there is a big chiddush that hegdish is so strict that even if the hand is dry, it's still going to make a tummy. So he says, obviously, according to Rav Shizvi, this braisa doesn't make sense. And therefore, the Gemara basically refutes Rav Shizvi. And therefore, he says like this, when the Mishnah says a din, just to clarify, simplify the issue, the Mishnah says, if my right hand is tamei, and it touches my left hand, if there's, whether there's something in the hand or not something in my left hand, my right hand for Hegdish can make my left hand Tomei. That if a minute later it touches something, it's going to make a Tomei. If the hand is wet, it makes it worse. Like you said, we came a little late, but no, liquid is conducive to transfer tumah. Just like metal is conducive to conduct electricity. Liquid is conducive for tumah. The Gemara is saying by Hegdish, even if it's dry, it can make your hand Tomei, that a minute later, if it touches Hegdish, it's also going to become Tomei. So that's the Chiddush. And the Gemara basically refutes Rav Shizvi, and therefore the Gemara said it doesn't matter if the hand is touching each other when you're touching the Hegdish. By Hegdish, if right hand, which is Tomei, touches your left hand, for Truma, your left hand does not become Tomei, but for Hegdish, your hand touches Truma, to Hegdish is going to make a Tomei. Unless if you wash your hand, and you make sure it doesn't, you purify your hand. Then the Gemara says a similar thing, Itmar, Itmar, Nami, Itmar, whatever. The Gemara says, Itmar, bottom line of Chavdalet Amin Aleph. Amr Ishlakish, Ishlakish said, Leishanu, this in our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? That the right hand is Tomei, and it touches your left hand? Again, we're talking about rabbinic Tumah, where it's not if part of you becomes Tomei, the whole body becomes Tomei. That's only by biblical Tumah. By rabbinic Tumah, the Chacham said, your hand becomes Tomei, the hand is Tomei, nothing else. So the Gemara, the Mishnah said, if your right hand is Tomei, and it touches your left hand, so for Truma purposes, your left hand cannot make Truma Tomei. But for Hegdish, it could. So the Gemara says, this only applies, according to the Shlokish, if your right hand, which is Tomei, touches your left hand. How about if somebody else's hand is Tomei, and he touches your hand? Then Reish Lakish says it cannot become Tomei, even for Hegdish. Because the Chachamim said the strictness is only in the same body. Why? The Chachamim made a very interesting Zeta. The Chachamim said, if my right hand is Tomei, okay, and I'm going to touch something in my left hand of Hegdish, I'm afraid my right hand, which is Tomei, may directly touch the Hegdish. If my right hand directly touches the Hegdish, so then I'm going to make a Tomei. So David HaChachamim said, even if it doesn't touch the Hegdish, it just touches your hand, and then the hand touches Hegdish, it also becomes Tomei. But the HaChachamim made this Gzeda according to the Shlokish, meanwhile, only when your hand touches your hand. But if somebody else's Tamadike hand touches your hand, it will not become Tamei, even for Hegdish.
If you have a glove on, would that make a difference?
Very possible. I don't know if it's sure, but it's possible. What? Hegdish is like sacrifices. Truma is what you give to the Kohen. So because Hegdish is holier, the level of impurity goes further down. It continues further than it does by Truma. Okay, so Amir Ishlokish Leishona Liyodei. This only applies by your own hand. Aval Yad Chavedei. But if your friend touches your hand, then it does not become Tomei, even for Hegdish. That's how Ishlokish interprets the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan argues and says no. It doesn't matter if it's your hand, your friend's hand, it renders it Tomei. There's no difference. When the Chachamim were strict about Hegdish, that one hand which is Tomei rabbinically can make another hand Tomei, It doesn't matter if it's your hand touching your hand or somebody else's hand, which is tamei, touches your hand, it becomes tamei. And then he says, "Ba'aseh hayad," that this stringency, this tumah, applies when the hand was touched by the hand which became tamei. That means, when does the right hand make the left hand tamei? If the right hand became tamei, and it touches the left hand becomes tamei. And also, he says, it only means lifsil, it only makes the hand to make the kedush pasul, but leil tamei, not to make a tamei. Meaning like this, if you think about it, and again, if you're talking about logic, forget it. I mean, there's no logic. The hand, which is rabbinically tamei, technically, is a sheni. Because we learned already, any rabbinic tumah basically is a sheni, the second degree of tumah. Now, normally, a hand cannot make another hand tamei, because a hand can only become tamei from nava tumah. This is all rabbinic. The chachamim are just being strict. Now, when the chachamim are strict, how strict did they go? When the chachamim say, your hand is tamei, it touches your other hand. What does it make the second hand? If your hand is a sheni, does it make the hand a shlishi? But a shlishi, not only by hegdish is tamei, a shlishi can make something else tamei, because hegdish goes up to the V, like we learned. It goes four levels. Or do we say, no, the Chachamim said the hand makes the other hand tamei. But that's it. It can't make anything else tummy. It itself becomes tummy. So Rabbi Yechon is saying two things over here. Number one, that it doesn't matter if your tamadika hand touches your other tamadika hand, it can make a tummy for Hegdish. Number one. Number two, it's only if the original hand was tummy and it touches another hand could it become tummy. Not if it touched another hand which was tamei, then it won't work. The hand itself had to be tamei, rabbinically. Then it could transfer tumah to the other hand. And thirdly, Rabbi Yechanan says that the only time the hand becomes tamei is not that it's so tamei it can make something else tamei, it makes it unfit. Meaning, if there's hegdish in that hand, it's going to make it tamei. But that's it. If the hand itself has nothing in it, then the hand cannot make anything else tummy. Because it only made it possible, it didn't make a tummy.
But can one hand become tummy on its own, not from touching something? I thought you were saying if one hand touches the other hand. Because it was tummy.
No, what it means is, right, no, that the hand itself became tamei from touching tumah, but not the second hand that touched the first hand.
Like if this hand would touch my hair, is that what it means?
Whatever it is, yeah. Whatever makes it tamei midrabanan. I'll give you an example. Taisa gives an example. The Gemara says, it's in the Yud Ches Davar, we learned it in the Sunday morning. The Gemara says, if you touch a Sefer, if you touch a Sefer Torah, not the cloth, the actual parchment, your hand becomes tamei. Ha'echi Sefer Torah Odom, the Gemara says, your hand becomes tamei. Why? Why did the Chachamim do it? Because people used to eat food with their hands. And when a person ate, touching a Sefer Torah, there would be crumbs in the Sefer Torah. And the mice came, and they would start eating the food plus the Torah. And it would disgrace the Torah. So Chacham said, you know what? You do touch a Sefer Torah, your hands are tamei. Okay? So let's say, your hand your right hand touched the Sefer Torah. Now your hand became rabbinically tamei. Not biblical, because biblical there's no such tumah. Right? Your hand became tamei midrabbanan. But the Chachamim say, listen, your hand becomes tamei, not your whole body. Okay? But the bottom line is, you have a tamidika hand. Your right hand became tamei. Now, your right hand touches your left hand. Or, according to Rabbi Yechanan, forget your right hand. Somebody else touched the Sefer Torah. And now they give you Shalom Aleichem. Okay? So Rabbi Yechanan says that your hand, or the Mishnah said, but he learns it doesn't matter what's touching it, your second hand becomes Tamei, not for Truma, definitely not for Chulin or whatever, but it becomes Tamei for Hegdish. But Rabbi Yechanan says, the second hand cannot make anything else Tamei. And even if the hand is touching Hegdish, that Hegdish cannot make anything else Tamei. Only because it didn't go that far. The hand itself makes the Hegdish. If it's holding Hegdish, the Hegdish becomes Tamei.
He doesn't argue with the Mishnah, because the Mishnah...
He's explaining the Mishnah.
But the Mishnah says clearly that it makes it Tamei. It doesn't say it makes it
Pasul. Right, so he learns Tamei...
Is Pasul?
Pasul. And by the way, the Gemara is going to say, this is also Machlekes. Whether it makes it Tamei or Pasul. We'll see in a few lines. But he's interpreting the Mishnah to mean Lepasul, Avoloi Letamei. That means the Mishnah, when it says the word Tamei, it means Pasul.
But the Rebbe said, when you say Tamei, it's Tamei, right?
Right. Right. In fact, the Gemara is going to soon quote. The Gemara is going to quote the argument if it makes Tamei apostles. The argument to Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda.
Talking about Hegdish, talking about utensil in Beit HaMikdash or korbanos?
Korbanos.
But not the utensil.
And it could be also the kelim. One second. In the Mishnah, when it says, yeah, it could mean any Hegdish, any object of Hegdish. Yeah. Yeah.
So if someone shakes someone else's hand, that right hand becomes Tamei, but the right hand cannot make the left hand.
Correct.
Right? Only if it's something, if it's holding something.
At the same time, so then it becomes Tamei. Right. In the olden times, when people were Tamei, they announced to the world they were Tamei. The Gemara says, I mean, it doesn't apply today, obviously, when a woman was in Nida, she wore garments, Nida garments they were called, that everybody should know she's Tamei. Because a Nida, or any bodily Tumma is an avatumma. Okay? An avatumma, for all things, can make another person tamei. Right? So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, or when Kohanim ate truma, if you were tamei, you were not allowed to eat truma. Right? If you were tamei, you were not allowed to eat truma. So what happens if you had Mrs. Kohen, Mrs. Cohen, a truma, right? Because she's a wife of a Cohen. But if she gave a Shalom Aleichem to her friend, who's a Nida, then she becomes Tamei, and she's not allowed to eat truma. Right? Or, if any Jew brought a carbon, they want to eat a carbon, you can't eat a carbon if you're Tamei. Right? So, if you're going to shake the hand, if a woman's going to shake the hand of a Nida, she becomes Tamei, she's not going to be able to eat Hegdish. She can't eat the carbon. Or if a man touches another man who is Tamei, you can't eat a carbon. Right? If somebody just came back from the funeral, and you said, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you became Tamei. Not 7 days, because you didn't touch the dead body himself, but you still became Tamei from an Avatuma. So you couldn't, until you went to the mikveh, you couldn't eat Hegdish, you couldn't eat Truma, you couldn't eat anything. So in the olden times, people had to publicize that they were Tamei. Well, we're going to see soon, it says that anytime they wanted to eat Hegdish, they needed to go to the mikveh anyway.
Right.
Or at least wash their hands, whatever. If it's biblical tuma, the whole body. Here, what we're talking about, Nagumar is only rabbinic tuma, where the Chacham say the hand becomes tummy. In modern day halacha, I mean, not that it same concept applies. When you wash for bread, yeah, you wash your hands. You don't wash your whole body. Why? Because there's tuma on the hands. So why doesn't the whole body become tummy? Because it's a rabbinic tumah that's on the hands, right? But technically, let's say you wash for bread, right? And then the din is, you touched a part of the body which is normally concealed. So you scratch your hair, you, pardon the expression, pick your nose, stick your hand inside your ear, or you scratch your back, you know, with your hand in a part of the body, so you have to rewash. But Allah, you don't have to wash both hands, because the other hand didn't do anything. Again, it's not tumah so much, but I'm saying, just giving you an example, that sometimes one hand becomes tumah, but the other hand isn't. By truma, if one hand became tumah, even if it touched the second hand did not become tumah. And therefore this hand could eat truma without washing it. This hand, which is tamei, needs to be washed, because this hand became tamei rabbinically. But this hand didn't. For Hegdish, you have to wash both hands. This hand was tamei, and it only touched this hand, so why should this hand become tamei? For Hegdish, the Chachamim said, it's so strict that you have to wash both hands.
How do you
metahir the korban
that was
a tummy? The
korban
that was tummy?
Yeah.
You have to burn it.
Oh, you have to burn it.
Ba'esh tesreifu.
We're
talking about the person's tummy.
No.
If korban became tummy, you have to burn it. Can't eat it. You're not allowed to eat it.
No,
the animals can't eat it. It's Hegdish.
Right.
You have to burn it.
But if it's tummy, so it has what benefit?
There's no benefit. You have to burn it. No. A kohen could benefit from tamid de ketruma. He can't eat it, but he can use it as fuel in his oven. But he can't eat it.
Otherwise, if he makes the korban tamid, does he have to pay for it? Or the other kohanim that are not able to eat it?
That's another Gemara in Bava Kama that says, if somebody makes your things tummy, do I have to pay or not? It's called Hezek She'enei Niker. It's a damage that's not noticeable. It's a spiritual damage. Physically, I didn't do anything to your thing. So the Machlekes, if Hezek She'enei Niker, is a hezek or not a hezek? It's a big argument in the Gemara. Is it considered a hezek or is it not a hezek? Because I could say, what did I do? I did something spiritual. I didn't tear it, they didn't burn it, they didn't break it, they didn't ruin it.
You ruined it. No, I cannot eat it.
What did I do? I poisoned it. I didn't poison it. But whatever. It's a machlaikis in the Gemara. Hezek sheni nikar is a hezek or not. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Rabbi Yochanan continues. And he says, Mimai, from where do I know that not only if your hand touches your hand does it become tamei, but even if somebody else's hand touches your hand it also becomes tamei? So he says, Midiktani sefer, because at the end of that same b'rais it says, Shayad mitam chaver talakedish avolei l'truma. It says, so first the Mishnah says a din, that the hand makes the hand tummy for Hegdish, but not for Truma. And then the Mishnah says, why? Shayad betama chaverta lokedish avolei lutruma. Because one hand can make the other hand tummy for Hegdish, but not for Truma. So he says, Hasul amali, why do I need it to say the same thing? Hatanalesh, we just said it at the beginning. It says the same thing twice in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say the same thing twice? So Rabbi Yechanan learns, Elalav Shema Minah, it teaches us a new din. The first din teaches us that your hand can make your hand tummy. And then the Mishnah says the din again to teach us that even if somebody else touches your hand, it also makes a tummy. So now Rabbi Yechanan says, from the extra din of the Mishnah, it teaches us not only does your hand make your hand tummy, but even somebody else's hand can make your hand tummy. Now, the Gemara says, simply, the Gemara said there was an argument between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, at the beginning, only you can make your hand tummy, somebody else can't. Rabbi Yechanan said, even somebody else can. So the Gemara says, Af Reish Lakish hadir bei, Reish Lakish also changed his mind. And Reish Lakish agreed with Rabbi Yechanan, that even somebody else can make your hand tummy. Where do we see this? Because Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Reish Lakish, Echos Yodi, whether it's Echod Yodi, whether it's your hand, Ve'echod Yad Chaveri, or whether it's somebody else's hand, it becomes Tomei. So you see, Reish Lakish says clearly that even somebody else's hand can make your hand Tomei. And then he continues exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said. Number one, Ba'esei Yad. Secondly, like Rabbi Yechanan just said, only the hand that was Tameh can make another hand Tameh. But the hand that became Tameh from the first hand cannot make something else Tameh. And also, Livsil, that one, when it says in the Mishnah that you can make the hand Tameh, it means only Livsil, to make it, not that it can make something else Tameh, it itself becomes Tameh and that's it. Avolei leTameh, but it can't make anything else Tameh. So basically, Reish Lakish said exactly what Rabbi Yechanan said in all the details. Number one, your hand is somebody else's hand. Secondly, only the hand that became Tomei can make something else Tomei, but not more than that. And third thing is the hand only becomes Pasul, it cannot make other Hegdish Tomei. But then the Gemara says, V'livsil avol eletamei. This that we just got through saying, that the second hand only makes Hegdish unfit, but it cannot make something else tummy to make Hegdish, is an machlek tanoi, is an argument of tanoim. There's two opinions. The Tanan, because it says in the Mishnah, it says like this, kolapesel betruma, anything that passels truma, mitame yodayim liyashnias. Any object that can make truma tomei can make your hands midrabanan tomei to be a sheni. Secondly, the yad mitame chaverta, and one hand that becomes tomei can make your other hand tomei, not pasul, tomei. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Chachamim meimrim, the chachamim say, Yodayim shnias heim. Yodayim hands are a sheni. Vein sheni eis a sheni b'chulin. And a sheni cannot make something else a sheni by chulin. So he says, my love, sheni hu d'loy ovid. It cannot make a sheni, meaning by everything else. Ha shlishi ovid, but the hand could make a shlishi. Meaning, it can, that il contra b'yeshua, it says, Rabbi Yeshua says clearly, it makes the hand tameh to make something else tameh. And Chachamim hold though, that only to make Hegdish unfit, possible, but not to make a tameh. Right. So you see that according to the Chachamim, their expression is, it makes Shlishi Ovid, means it makes it a Shlishi, that's it though, it doesn't go more. By Hegdish. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that's what it means? Dilma, hadina chachamim hold that it doesn't make a sheni, but it makes a shlishi. Dilma le sheni of it, le shlishi of it. Maybe it doesn't make either of them. Maybe it does, can't do anything. In other words, we're trying to prove from this din that when it says it doesn't make a sheni, I mean, by truma, but it can make a shlishi for hegdish. So Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe it doesn't make a sheni, it doesn't make a shlishi, it doesn't make anything. It doesn't say clearly over here that it makes it possible or tameh. You're trying to learn, but it's not clear. So Gemara says, you're right. We're going to find different tanoim. This is the tan of our mission, in fact. Ela ki hai tanoi, it follows the tan of our own Mishnah. Or Braise that we just quoted. The Tanya, it says in the Braise, Yad Neguva, a dry hand, that is Tomei, Mitames Chavarta, can make its friend Tomei, Letame Bakredish. To make Hegdish Tomei, meaning Hegdish becomes enough Tomei that it can make something else Tomei, Avolei Letruma Benafet Truma. Like we learned before, Divrei Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? One hand can make another hand tamei enough that it can make something else tamei. Rabbi Eisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Emer, no. Eisi Yad Lifsil, that hand only becomes posel, meaning unfit. But Avolei Letamei Benat to make it tamei. That means this hand can only make Hegdish tamei, but not enough to make it posel. I mean, not only possible, but not enough to make a tummy. And this is where the Gemara ends, with this. And the Gemara came to the conclusion that whether it makes the hand, makes the other hand, tummy or possible, is an argument between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara's conclusion, based on so far what we, because now that's the new Gemara. But the Gemara came to the conclusion, now was like this. The Mishnah said, one hand is tummy, touches somebody else's hand, or your own hand. For Truma, nothing happens. For Hegdish, it makes the Hegdish unfit. The question, how far does it go? Does it make it unfit to make something else unfit? So it's a machlekes between Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, if it becomes Tamei or Posel. But by Truma, one hand, which is only rabbinically Tamei, cannot make another hand Tamei. Because that far, we don't go.
Do we learn anything from that Mishnah in Yadayim between Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbis?
Which is practical for us? No. No. The Gemara just wanted to prove that one says Tommy, one says possible. The Gemara says he can't prove anything from there.
Is there anything higher than Hegdash?
Chatas. Paraduma. No, here it goes. The Gemara is talking about Hegdash. The Gemara is not even talking about Chatas. Because our whole Mishnah is only basing the difference, the whole Mishnah is discussing the difference between Truma and Hegdish. And the Mishnah mentioned 10 cases, or 11 cases really, 11 cases that Hegdish is stricter than Truma. So we're not even talking about Chatas, which is part of Aduma, that even goes to Chamishi.
Now that we are talking about if the hand is tummy, makes the other hand tummy that has a hegdish in his hand, so how that hegdish is going to make something else tummy? Can't. Oh, according to one opinion it could. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, what level would that be? Revi. So what is Revi? By hegdish it goes to Revi.
But the object
that he has in his hand is Hegdish already.
Yeah, but the hand didn't touch the Hegdish, it only touched the other hand. So now...
Now whatever he has in hand...
That's right.
So how that object makes something else coming?
Because that if you hold that, it becomes a shlishi only... Then if it touches something else of Hegdish, it should become a Revi. Right. So according to one opinion, it could. One opinion, it can't. If it's Tommy, it could. If it's Fossil, it can't. Okay, now this is a little bit easier as we get closer to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, Eichlin neguvim b'yadayim esayavis. When in the Mishnah it was done like this. The Mishnah says, you're allowed to eat dry foods with tamadika hands for truma, but not for hegdish. Okay, now. Rashi explained in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a din like this. If your hands are dry, I'm sorry, you're allowed to eat dry truma with dry hands. Now, what does dry truma mean? What does dry truma mean? It means truma food that never became susceptible. Meaning like this. We learned already, discussed this a while back. In order for food to become tamei, if something tamei touches it, it needs to become what's called in Hebrew mukhshar lekabel tuma. It has to become susceptible to become tamei. How does something become susceptible to become tamei? If it gets wet. Once it gets wet, even if it's dry, and something tamei touches it, it becomes tamei. If that apple never was wet, after it was taken off the tree, obviously, it never came in contact with water, and somebody tamei touches it, it cannot become tamei. That's the pasuk in Chumash. Okay? So, now the Mishnah says like this. This food never got wet. Okay? So the din is that I'm allowed to eat with my dry hand dry food by truma. That means if this is truma, I can eat this with my hand, which is tamei, I can eat the truma. Why? Because it can't become tamei. Why can't it become tamei? Because it never got wet. If it never got wet, it can never become tamei. So the food is not tamei. So I can eat it with my tamei thick hands. I can eat the food. It's not making it tamei.
That's truma.
Truma. For hegdish, the Mishnah says you can't. Even though l'cha'ere, it's not becoming tamei. Right? For hegdish, we're strict that even though the food is dry and hegdish, but if your hands are tamei, you can't eat hegdish, even though the hegdish never got wet. In other words, dry doesn't mean now it's dry; it means it was always dry. So the Gemara asks a question. I mean, it's so to speak a balabatish question, because the Gemara asks this. What the Mishnah is bringing out, the strictness of Truma, the strictness of Hegdish over Truma. But the Gemara says, Tanya Amr Abchanina ben Antignus, Abchanina ben Antignus says, V'chiyesh neguva l'akedish, is there an advantage to something dry in the case of Hegdish? She explains, Halei, Chibes akedish machshartam. The Gemara says, the fact that it's hegdish, that itself makes it susceptible to tumma, even if it never got wet. So he's asking basically as follows. In other words, like this. He's asking, not on the din, he's asking it doesn't belong in our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus says. In other words, like this, the Gemara in a different place, the Gemara says that normally, to become tamei, the food had to get wet. At one time, mukhshir. Then the Gemara says, by Hegdish, it doesn't need to get wet. Hekdesh makes it as if it was wet. Now, our Mishnah comes along and seems to be saying that Hekdesh, in this respect, is stricter, in other words, stricter by Hekdesh than by Truma. But the Gemara says it doesn't belong in the strictnesses of our Mishnah. This is a different thing completely. Because by Hekdesh, it's like it got wet. And as our Mishnah is telling us, in a practical sense, Truma is more lenient than Hekdesh, and Hekdesh is more severe, stricter, that we're stricter, we're machmer by Hekdesh over Truma. This is not we're machmer Hekdesh over Truma. By Hekdesh, you don't need Mukhshir, and this is Mukhshir. But it's not something we're stricter by Hekdesh about. So he's asking a very simple question. This doesn't belong in our Mishnah. He's not telling the din. The din is by Hekdesh, if you touch it, even though it never got wet, it makes it tummy. By Truma, in order to become tummy, you had to touch it. I mean, it had to become wet. So the Gemara answers, this is Duzer cases. Leitzricha, you know what the case is? I'll tell you what the case is. She'tachav le'chaveira le'teich piv. It's speaking when the guy stuck food into your mouth. You never touched the food. And he says like this, or shetachav hula atzmei b'chush uvekarkar. The guy who's tamei, never touched the food. Either somebody else put it into your mouth, or you took a toothpick and put it into your mouth. So your tamei dikei hands never touched it. And then, and at the same time, the guy wants to eat a radish or an onion of chulin together with them. To eat it together with this truma or hekdesh. Meaning like this. The hands, which are sheni, remember we're talking about tumer hands, the hand got tummy, right? His body is not tummy. So the guy's hands are sheni. Now sheni cannot make chulin tummy, because chulin stops at sheni. Tumer goes to shlishi, hegdish goes to the V. So if somebody sheni touches chulin, it doesn't become tummy. Okay, so the Gemara says, what's the case? Your case is like this. You're eating, your hand is tummy. Your hand is tummy. Now, somebody else is putting the food of truma in your mouth. So you're not touching the truma. But while you're eating the food of truma, you want to eat an onion or garlic or radish of chulin with your hand. Now, your hand can't make that truma, can't make that radish, which is chulin tame, because sheni cannot make chulin tame. So by truma, this problem is not a problem. That means the guy's sticking truma down your throat, and meanwhile you're eating with your hand a radish of chulin. So the Gemara says, what are we afraid of? Your hand might touch the truma. We're not afraid of that. Because you're eating a radish and the guy's putting the truma down your mouth, so we're not afraid your hand is going to touch the truma. If you're careful not to touch it. But if the guy's putting hekdesh down your throat and you want to eat a radish of chulin, then you can't. Because we're afraid your hand might touch the hekdesh. And if your hand touches the hekdesh, it's in your mouth, it's going to make a tummy.
How was thinking, you're talking about the onion that you're going to eat. The onion is going to touch the Hekdesh.
But the onion's not tummy.
Yeah, but for Hekdesh, it could be tummy.
No! But the onion is chulin. Chulin doesn't become tummy. If it's not tummy, it cannot make Hekdesh. So in other words, he says the Mishnah is not talking about Stam. Hekdesh doesn't need something to be wet. That, he says, we learned somewhere else. That's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about we have to be more strict by Hekdesh than we are by Trumas. So what does it mean? So he says, I'll tell you a case. Somebody is putting Truma down your mouth. You're not even touching the Truma. But while you're eating the Truma, you want to eat a radish. But your hand is tummy. So the din is, for Truma, you're allowed to do that. As long as you're careful not to touch the Truma. But by Hekdesh, the Mishnah says you can't even do that. Why? Because Hekdesh is so strict, we're afraid maybe somewhere in the mouth something's going to touch something else and it's going to make a problem. So therefore we say no. So that's what the Gemara says. L'kedesh gozer bei rabbanon. For Hekdesh, the Chachamim were strict that you cannot eat chulin with your tamidike hands, even though it's not going to touch the Hekdesh. But l'truma l'gozer bei rabbanon. But by truma, the Chachamim did not forbid eating dry chulin with your wet hands. Because by truma, we're not afraid you're going to touch the truma, because truma is not as strict. And the Mishnah says, as he brings on at the bottom, that's only if the chulin is dry, though. Why? Because we learned before, if sheni touches liquid, it makes it a rishon. So if the chulin is wet, and your hand, which is tamei, touches the wet chulin, so the liquid becomes a rishon, and then the chulin does become tamei. And if the chulin becomes tamei, then it can make the truma tamei. So then even for truma, you couldn't. So speaking that the chulin is dry, and therefore when your tamidik hands touch the chulin, it cannot become tamei. So therefore it cannot make the truma tamei. So we're not afraid your hands are going to touch the truma while you're eating the radish. But for Hekdesh, we're restricted, you can't do it. And then the Gemara just finishes off to the Mishnah. It says, Ha'einin amuchus ha'kipurim, an einin, and this is what we said before, an einin is, you know, a guy before the funeral. An einin is somebody's relative dies before the funeral. He's called an onin. Or mechus kipurim. Mechus kipurim means the guy was tamei. He went to the mikveh. He waited until the evening, but he didn't bring his carbon yet after the tumah. So it says before this guy wants to eat hekdesh, he has to go to the mikveh again. So the Gemara says my timer. Why does he have to go to the, you know, table at least with his body? He says, Kivin da'arid na'vasiri, because the fact that until now he was forbidden to eat Hekdesh, it's Rechino Rabbanan Tvila, the Chacham said you need to go to the mikveh. Meaning, anytime, and this is again a strictness of Hekdesh, the Chachamim said, anytime you were not allowed to eat Hekdesh, and now you could, you need to go to the mikveh. So therefore, if you didn't bring your carbon yet, you were tamei, so you didn't bring a carbon, right now you still cannot eat Hekdesh. Because you were tamei. You didn't bring the carbon yet. So therefore, the Chacham said, any time when you were not allowed to eat Hekdesh, and now you are allowed to, you have to go to the mikveh. For Truma, we don't say that. You become tahar. You're tahar, that's it. Here, you were tahar, but you're still not allowed to eat Hekdesh because you didn't bring the carbon yet the next day. So the Chacham say, even though you're completely tahar, bottom line is, until you bring the carbon, you can't eat Hekdesh. So now when you bring the carbon, you have to go to the mikveh to eat Hekdesh. And this is the 11th strictness of Hagdish of a Truma. I think it gets a little bit easier. A few pages left to the end of the Masechta anyway, man.